Jerry Frick calling from Fonda, New York. And I'd like to comment on the piece about the 30% tariff on the solar panels being imported from China. I think one of the important things to remember is that we cannot manufacture these panels as cheaply as the Chinese can, because in China there is basically zero unemployment, and these cells are hammered out by hand. There is tremendous markup on these panels through the American solar industry to the consumer. So possibly one consideration might be for the American solar industry to scale back their markup on these panels. And if they're not making anything on the panels, only in the installation and maintenance, then the cut in their markup should not really be an issue.
Hi, this is Dr. Ben Friedel calling from Oneonta, New York. It's Saturday, the 3rd of February. I just wanted to express how grateful I am to Ralph Gardner Jr.'s essay today about ice skating outdoors on a pond. I had just gotten off the ice at a local rink at my town, but I was so inspired by Mr. Gardner's essay that I called my friend who lives out in the country. We shoveled off his pond, and I had that wonderful feeling of skating around perfect ice on a cold, sunny day in the winter. Thank you so much to WAMC and Mr. Gardner.
Hi, my name is Linda Spencer from Oneonta, New York. I'm wondering why we're even discussing why Trump wants to have a parade. We all know why he wants to have a parade. The question is, why would we even consider spending that kind of money when our veterans are homeless, our veterans are committing suicide, our veterans are having their health care, their health needs taken care of? They are suffering and they need our help. We don't need a parade. We need to help our veterans.
This is Lori Ilvesacker. Why doesn't WAMC have a dialogue about legalizing marijuana in New York State in order to raise taxes based upon the sales of a substance that is already widely sold but illegal? And the taxes are not going to the state. So I would really like to hear serious political discussion about why the governor has not moved to legalize marijuana in New York State.
Hello, this is Nina Karp from East Hoosick. I was very, very pleased to hear Vera on the roundtable state a crucial but often ignored fact that many men in positions of power or in their public persona can be thought of as good guys and also do their jobs well and go home and beat up on psychologically or physically their significant others who are women. This is a crucial part of the movement now to make people aware of what domestic violence is.